Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry.
In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.
33-year-old James Flanagan from Gale near Thurles was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis in 2014. Now he's currently undergoing stem cell therapy and he joins me now. James, good morning to you.
Good morning, Fran. How are you?
I'm very well indeed. We'll talk about that wonderful fundraiser in just a little while, if that's okay. But would you tell me about multiple sclerosis and how you knew you had the condition, James?
Yeah, sure. I suppose, like, I was in 2014, I was working full-time in Shannon for an aircraft maintenance company, and I was 26, I think, at the time. I was working away. I just qualified as an aircraft engineer. I wasn't really thinking about any health conditions at all because I was really flying high. Like, and just one day I noticed some tingling sensation in my left hand and in my legs. And I just went to my GP and he referred me on to my neurologist. And they were able to confirm after a number of tests that I had multiple sclerosis. So that was the start for me. And that was in 2014.
And in your mid-20s, to get that sort of a diagnosis, what was your reaction to that, James?
Like I said there, like, it was far from my mind, any health concerns. It was a massive shock, really, like, because I literally wasn't thinking about anything like this. I was focused on, like, I just qualified as an aircraft engineer. I was, like, going to go travelling, going to go working abroad. I was looking forward to all these things, and then all of a sudden, the anchor was dropped. You've got MS. And my first instinct was, like, I suppose, what's going to happen to me? Like, I mean, I had heard the horror stories, like, you don't know what's going to happen. So I was really, I suppose, afraid at that stage.
Mm. And up until then, had you any health issues?
Up until then, no, not at all. I was flying it. Like, I couldn't really say that I had any real problems health-wise up until then. But I remember back when I was about 19 or 20, I had a pain in my leg. I think it was my left leg. Just random pain. It was completely unexplained. But it went away. There was no problem. But my GP since indicated that could have been a very early sign that I had MS.
My God. So your career then, I mean, you had just qualified. What happened? I guess your life was turned around completely, was it?
Well, really, like, say, to be honest, in another way, MS really was a blessing for me because it really helped me focus on what needed to be done. Because, like, I mean, you can't waste your time, you can't waste your ability, you kind of have to focus on what you can do. So, like I said, I just qualified as an aircraft engineer. I was working in Shannon. I was very happy in what I was doing. So I got the opportunity for that company that I was working with at the time to go working in Puerto Rico. And around Europe is small, but it was with Lufthansa I was working at the time. So I went and made the best of whatever was available to me at the time. And so for about 2 years, I think it was, till 2016, I worked in Shannon and I worked around Europe in Puerto Rico, like you said. And then I went to work for a company called EasyJet in the UK, which would be a fairly well-known airline in the UK.
Sure.
I worked with them for maybe 3 years till 2019. And then I came back home and I've been working for an aircraft leasing company called GECAS in Shannon.
Very good. And what about your condition through those years? Did it disimprove or in what way did it affect you?
So, like, on a day-to-day basis, I suppose, just fatigue, I suppose, you'd be... well, I go back. In 2016, I was fine. 18, 19, I was fine, but I could feel the condition kind of setting in a bit harder as the months and years went by. And in 2019, I felt that, right, I better come home and get settled at home before this gets any worse or progresses any further.
Mm.
So in 2019, I came back to Shannon, and I suppose the symptoms I'm getting on a day-to-day basis then after that was I'm getting, like, the fatigue in my legs more so. That's my only real problem, is that I just get tired from walking, really.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not too bad now. Like I said, a number of other people, unfortunately, they have really difficult symptoms, like with their balance and stuff.
Yeah, sure.
And they have much worse symptoms than myself. But I'm light enough at the moment, and I'm hoping to keep it that way.
And, you know, we'll talk about the stem cell therapy in just a moment, but what treatment were you on through those years?
So, like, I carefully selected the treatment because I knew what I wanted to do. I wanted to go travelling. So, like, there is a number of... We're looking now, people with MS have loads of different options and loads of different types of treatment. We're very fortunate in that way. Like, so I was on... Initially, when I first got diagnosed in 2017, I was on an injection, and that was once every 3 days. And that didn't suit me that well because it was giving me a flu-like symptom. Mm. I'd be going to bed at night shivering, but really I was fine, you know, but it was yes. One of the side effects of the treatment. So I changed from that drug or that injection onto a drug called Tecfidera. And I was on Tecfidera for, I'd say, about 5 years, happy enough. Mm. It was a drug that you take every morning and once a night before you go to bed, every day. That was the way it worked, and I was well able to manage that, especially when I was travelling around. I mean, when I was working with EasyJet, it was no problem for me just to take my medication once in the morning and once at night. Mm. But I suppose, like I said there, things start to get worse. In maybe 18, 19, 20, it started to get worse, and I changed on to another drug called Ocrevus, which is an infusion. So every 6 months, go up to my neurologist, and I get this infusion that used to take maybe 5 or 6 hours. They nearly have to take a day off work to go get the infusion. So I get this infusion anyway, and the plan was that would help slow down the progression as well. But all the time I felt that I wasn't really holding my ground, not enough anyway. I was kind of really keeping an eye on myself.
Yes.
I could see my step count was dropping. I was like, one day I could be able to manage 15,000 steps, and maybe in 2 months' time, I may maybe getting 14,000 or 13,000, and you can just see...
Right, so things were slipping away slowly.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
So where did the notion of the stem cell therapy come about then?
Well, I tell you what, I was always kind of looking at stem cell therapy. I had heard about it years ago, maybe 5 or 6 years ago, and I knew it was there, available to people with MS. But actually, it was my father mentioned it maybe 4 years ago and really kind of focused me on how he had seen one man in the UK had got stem cell therapy, and it seemed to really help him hold his grounds. Like, I suppose is the real aim here. Mm. So I was looking at stem cell therapy. So when I went on my 6 monthly visits to my neurologist, I'd always asked him about this stem cell therapy. Is it as good as they're cracking up to be? Mm. Is it possible for me to get it? Do I fit the criteria? And for many, many years, I just didn't fit the criteria.
Will you explain it a bit to us, James?
Sure.
I'm a little bit confused about stem cell therapy. Will you tell us what exactly it is?
So basically stem cell therapy, the aim of stem cell therapy is to reboot the immune system. And you might know people with MS, main problem is that we have a malfunctioning immune system, which basically mistakes our nervous system and attacks it. And when it attacks the nervous system, as you know, your nervous system controls all the functions of your body. But when the immune system attacks it, it damages the nerves and you start to lose mobility or maybe even vision, get blurry vision, optic neuritis is called. So what stem cell therapy does is it basically turns, like for want of a better word, it basically just turns off and turns on your immune system.
Mm.
And hopefully, like a television, if you have a problem with television, you turn it off.
Reboot it in some way. Yeah.
Reboot it, yeah. Start it again. And so that's the aim of it. In layman's terms, that's as simple as you could put it. But I suppose there's two stages in stem cell therapy. And the first stage is the actual stem cell harvest, which takes around 2 to 3 weeks. Now, I have gone through that stage already where they've harvested my stem cells.
Right, so it's your own stem cells that's used to reboot your system, is it? Is that...
That's correct.
Oh, okay.
So it's,
yeah.
And that's important because it's from the person's own body.
Yes.
So it's from me. I provide my own stem cells. And
yes.
Those stem cells are then put into a fridge or frozen in... I'm going to the UK, obviously. So they're frozen in the UK at the moment. And when I go back for stage two, which is the stage where they destroy my immune system, what they'll do is once it's destroyed, they'll reintroduce those stem cells. And those stem cells, really clever cells, they can become lots of different types of cells. So they'll become my immune system, hopefully functioning correctly.
Isn't that incredible? And are you still saying that the best you're looking for is for a halt of the progression of MS, or are you hopeful of maybe turning back the clock on this in some way?
Yeah, a lot of people are very, to me, I suppose they always ask you that question. To be honest, like I'm very happy with what I have.
Yeah.
I know, like, people would be saying that, like, you've lost so much, or to me, you're not what you were. But, like, really, I'm happy with what I have. There's always a bigger fish. Like, it can get worse than this. If I can keep on to what I have, I'll be happy.
Right.
And I've been saying that for years. But there is, you're right, Fran, there is some cases where people have had some improvement in their symptoms, where people might increase their walking ability, or their balance might increase as well. So
wouldn't that be fantastic? Because you're still a very young man. I mean, at 33, so I presume that's a great help. Is it, the fact that you're young?
Exactly. So, yeah. It's going through stem cell therapy is obviously a very aggressive treatment. And the younger you are, the better you're able to deal with that treatment. Because, when you're going through this stem cell therapy, the chemotherapy is a massive part of it. And if you're young, you're obviously better able to cope with the chemotherapy aspect of it.
Right. And just explain the chemotherapy aspect of it. Where does that come into the stem cell therapy?
Yeah, so the chemotherapy is in stage two. So that's where I go back over to the UK, and they give me a very strong dose of chemotherapy, completely with the aim of destroying my immune system.
All right. So that's what kills the immune system.
Kills
the, I'm with you.
Exactly.
I'm with you now.
Exactly.
Okay. And will you have the usual side effects then of chemo to look forward to, says he,
exactly,
with his tongue in his cheek?
Yeah. So many people are familiar with chemotherapy, unfortunately, but that's right. And that's where the fundraiser came in. I knew going through chemotherapy, I'm going to lose my hair. And so I suppose I was discussing with a few of my friends, this is a great opportunity to do a shave or die and raise some money for MS Ireland South Tipperary branch.
And tell me about the fundraiser, because it took place, I know, in Holy Cross. Was it last Friday it took place, James?
Last Friday, I think, yeah. Last Friday. Actually, it was the 8th. What date is last Friday? The 15th. No, it was Friday.
Last Friday week, was it? Yeah.
So we had a massive turnout. Really was. It was a great night. Lots of fun. We had so much support from local sponsors and people around the parish and around Holy Cross as well. And those people from Thurles, Cashel, you couldn't name a parish that people didn't come from. Fairwise, they were great, fantastic. And we had so much fun tonight. And we raised a phenomenal amount.
Tell us how much you raised.
I think through the GoFundMe page, which was online, we raised, I think it was €16,000. And then on the night, I think we raised another €6,000.
Wow. So well over 20 grand.
We were close. I think we're gone over 22 now, because ever since the fundraiser has actually gone through and taken place, and we had all the fun tonight, more people have actually come forward to donate more money. So it just continues on.
Isn't it great? And you're at pains to point out how wonderful MS Ireland are and what they do.
That's it. They're just phenomenal. From the start, from the get-go in 2014, I was in touch with MS Ireland, and they really just point you in the right direction. What you should be concentrating on, what you shouldn't focus on. They're a voluntary organisation. What they do is incredible, and they were a real good help for me in helping me deal with it, and families as well. As well as the people who get MS, but also their families as well. They offer so much support in so many different ways.
Tell me about your family. How did they react to the diagnosis?
Well, I suppose it's one of those things that when you see a loved one going through or facing into difficult times, it's not nice. It's probably, for me, I personally, I'd rather have MS than watch one of my family members go through it. That's my own thinking of it anyway. So I know it's so hard for them to watch me go through it. It would be unbelievably hard. But they're amazing. They're just such good support for me. Anything that needs to be done is done. They're really incredible. They're really incredible.
And are you working currently, James? Are you...
That's right, yeah. So I said there, I'm working for GECAS, which is an aircraft leasing company. Yeah. I'm seconded to a company called CAE Park to GECAS. But I'm working from home. So as long as I got broadband and my laptop, I can basically work anywhere, really. So when I was over in the UK for the first part, the stage one, which is the harvest, I brought my laptop with me and I was able to work away there, no problem. So I'm very lucky.
Isn't it great? And you're back to the UK then, what, the 1st of November, I think, Emma?
That's
was
right.
Was it the 1st of
yeah,
November?
Yeah, the 1st of November, that's right, yeah. So I'm going back for the stage two, which is the chemotherapy and the stem cell transplantation.
From the
1st of November. Fingers crossed, I'll be home around the 30th of November.
A listener has a great question, and I should have thought of it. Did anybody in your family, anybody in the lineage, have MS?
Yes, that's a really good question, and it's people say that MS is not hereditary, and to be fair, it isn't hereditary. But there's so many cases where you hear of a daughter could have MS, but her grandmother had MS, or a brother and his uncle had MS. I mean, there's always connection. But for me, I actually had no connection. None whatsoever. It was an absolute pull the short straw.
Out of the blue. And have they any idea, James, what triggers it or what?
They're still working on it. They really don't. I suppose there is indications there that, I suppose looking at demographics around the world, that more people, the closer you are to the equator, you're actually less likely to get MS. So they reckon sunshine is a big factor in reducing the chances of you getting MS.
Right, so vitamin D, I guess. Vitamin D.
And plenty of seafood, healthy eating, that's a big help.
And can I ask you, how are you in your head?
It's an important question. And I think that we should all be asking ourselves that question nearly every day. Just trying to get through little things. Get through, make your bed every morning, get out of bed, do your job, have your shower, have a cup of coffee. Small things like that get you through the day. And then, end of the day, I've a lot achieved. I'm very happy in how I'm doing.
It's interesting because, I make no secret of it. I have dark times, I have dark days, and I don't have anything like you have, James. So I'm just wondering how you get, I suppose I'm looking for some inspiration from you. How you get around that, And
I'd say, I'd have to put it on to my family and my partner, Laura. They just are incredible support. I don't know where I'd be without them, to be honest. I don't know how far I would have come along this road without them. But they really are amazing and support for me. And I don't know, I think aside from that, along with that even, I think just the way I'm wired, the way I'm programmed, get on with it. Black and white, for me. I suppose maybe it's just the fact that I'm an engineer at heart, so I just
so there's a practical approach to things, is that it?
Practical approach, yes. That's it.
It's the most amazing story. We're also being asked, is it too late for people to donate to MS? I guess it's not, James, is it, if people want to donate?
Of course not. No. Absolutely not. MS Ireland, South Tip, will always be happy to take funds like that. And they're going to be donating, obviously helping people with MS through yoga, physio, all that kind of stuff. So all the donations are badly needed. So it's not too late. And I have a contact number for MS Ireland South Tip.
Yes, please.
If anyone would like to hear it.
Yes.
I know that Tuesday, Wednesday and a half to Thursday, this number I'm going to give you here now is the first number to call if you have MS or you need someone, if someone needs help with MS in South Tip. It's an 086 606 1645. And then outside of those hours, you can call the Kilkenny branch, which also links in with Tipperary.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an 056 number. So it's 056-7777-771.
Okay.
We'll
put those numbers up on our own platforms here as well, James, that people can access them. Would you mind if we kept in touch with you, James, through the treatment? We'd love to know how you're getting on and the like. Would you mind?
Sure, no problem at all. I'm happy to take the call anytime.
Right. Well, listen, delighted to hear from you today. Congratulations on that great fundraiser as well. And lovely to talk to you. We wish you the very best, James.
Fran, just before I go, can I just say, I just want to say thanks to everyone who helped on the night. There was so much achieved and there was so much work done. Special thanks to Brian Dewan, Aoife Clancy and all the volunteers who volunteered to actually take part in the event. And then also special thanks to Willie Troy from Douala, who did the MC in the night, and Kevin Ryan, who hosted the event in the Abbey Tavern. And finally, just the local businesses who sponsored the raffle and the donators to the GoFundMe page and the people who came in tonight. Just phenomenal. It was unreal. And MS Ireland South Tip are so, so grateful.
All right. Well, well done to everybody involved, and well done to you. Thanks, James. Thank you. Good morning to you. Bye-bye, Gina.
Take care.
That's James Flanagan speaking to us this morning. 1800-938-007. I'll be right back.
Join the conversation in Tipperary. Contact us through Facebook, Twitter, or email tiptoday@tipfm.com. Tip Today with Fran Curry, IMRO Radio Award Gold Winner.
In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Peugeot dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.